British singer Joe Cocker has one of the greatest and most recognizable voices in rock. Joe Cocker has belted out songs for more than 40 years. Some of his biggest hits include Feeling All Right, Up Where We Belong, and You Can Leave Your Hat On. But with all that success also came some hard times. Joe Cocker struggled with drugs and alcohol, financial debt, all of which he's been open about. So it's not a surprise that a man who has taken his fair share of hard knocks in life would name his new album just that, Hard Knocks. Joe Cocker joins me from Colorado Public Radio. Mr. Cocker, thanks so much and welcome to the program.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. When did you know that you could sing? Who was the person that said, Joe Cocker, you got something going on there?
Yeah, Rachel. It's a bit strange because, you know, there was no Idol show back then, you know. Rock and roll came into my life when I was about 12, 13. Little Richard and Chuck Berry had just started hitting the shores of England. I sang with my brother. My brother had a skiffle band, as they called them back then.
I don't know what a skiffle band is.
Well, it was when people couldn't afford instruments after the war, and they started, he had a washboard and a T-chest upright bass and just a few acoustic guitars. I had a very high voice, and then suddenly my voice overnight did what voices do and found a new level. I worked in the pubs around Sheffield, England.
Okay, let's take a listen to a track from the new album. This is the title track, actually called Hard Knocks.
Thank you. Didn't take nothing that I didn't need. Cause they didn't offer classes in what I want to be. They didn't offer manhood responsibility. Have to learn it the hard way. Earn my degree in the streets. Graduated from hard knocks. I got my education in hard knocks. Get a little out of situation. At first when you hear it, it might seem a little brash. Because I've got tinnitus as I've got older. And I hear a really high treble stuff kind of bothers me. Can bust to the sea. Without feeling the burn, and I ain't got nothing that I didn't earn. Chasing that dollar, still hitting the books. Started out in Stephen, I learned to tell the hooks. Talk about those hard knocks, got the bumps and the bruises to prove it.
Your performance style over the years has become part of your public persona, and there's no way to describe it. It's physical. Let's just say it's a very physical performance style.
Yeah. Well, for a choice of expression, they used to get all these things in the papers that would say he has these spastic movements, you know. So when I first read that, I was like, good God, is that how he comes over? Because I don't play piano or guitar. I feel the music being channeled through my body. I would just sort of do these motions, like Ray Charles kind of motions, or air guitar. It was nothing forced. When I suddenly had it put in front of me like that, that's how they viewed it, I found myself being a bit more inhibited for quite a while about doing that stuff.
I think it's fair to say that you are one of the greatest interpreters of songs. What is the key to making a song your own?
Well, sometimes it works. And, you know, I've done other times, I've tried doing songs that I didn't really think happened. I did a version of White as Shade of Pale one time that when you listen to it, you probably say, well, that's Joe Cocker singing a Procol Harum song. But, like, when you hear me doing Little Help from My Friends, you know it's a whole different thing completely. When I did Unchain My Heart, the Ray Charles, we completely changed the rhythm and gave it a different attack, and it made it like a new song. Unchain my heart, baby, let me be.
care. It's one of those things. It's crafted, I would say. It's, you know, when you've got great players around you, you can kind of craft these things.
Unchained.
I want to get back into the new album with another track. I want to play a track called Unforgiven. Let's take a listen to this.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here at all. Stuck in my head, trapped inside these walls. So much regret. So much pain, I'm drowning slowly in the mess that I've made. I don't wanna be here, I don't wanna be here at all. Can I let it go? Or will it haunt my soul? How did I get this way? God, I feel. So afraid, will I be you bear to me when I learn to understand? I can't keep on living unforgiven.
I want to ask you about your sense of place, because you are from a particular place and you live in a very different place now. You grew up in the north of England, in Sheffield, which is a very different place than the American West in Colorado, where you live now. Why Colorado? Why rural Colorado?
There's a lot of winter you have to live with, but I don't mind. I kind of really love in fact, I embrace the winter these days.
How do you spend your winter days?
Well, the best thing to do is get a big house. If you're going to have cabin fever, have a big cabin, you know. I walk on a regular basis. I have a couple of dogs. The house tucks right into the mountains. I literally feel I am. I've become a mountain man over these years.
I wonder, when you're by yourself, when you're alone, is there a particular song that you have sung at some point in your career that comes to you, that you end up singing to yourself?
You Are So Beautiful, I think, is probably the strongest tune I ever did, in just the simplicity of it. It was originally a gospel song, and Billy Preston rewrote the lyrics that made it a bit, I don't know what he was thinking of. Make it more of a love song. But originally it was a song to Jesus. There's a little thing at the end goes, to me, you know, the note.
I know it.
Which when I sang it in the studio, I remember everyone pricking up their ears, the whole studio, the staff, the engineers. And, you know, it kind of woke up something in me, that softer side that I had going for me. It comes into my mind a lot, that tune. It's just such a lovely melody.
Joe Cocker joined me from Colorado Public Radio in Denver, Colorado. Mr. Cocker, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Hey, Rachel. Thank you, my dear.
You are so beautiful.
To hear more songs from Joe Cocker's new album, Hard Knocks, go to nprmusic.org.
To me.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
You to me. Can't you see?